Today is Ekadashi Vrata. I think that most of you have observed Ekadashi. To observe Ekadashi fully, like the king Ambarish Maharaj, is very rare. We should try. But we are Kali Yugi. He was in Satya Yuga. So he was so strong. He could have fasted till 1 year, he may, without sleep, standing on one leg, without water, without air he can. But he can. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and mercifully he told that you can take something if you are so much hungry. You can take some fruits, some juice, milk, sugar candy like this. But don't take again in minute and minutes. Not that we took 1 kilo of juice, and after half an hour we took mango juice, 1 kilo. After that same half an hour we took so many boiled potato, so many with so many things. After half an hour again so much water and so much pakodi. Oh, after that, chena, you know? Cheese. About half a kilo with so much sugar. You know rabdi? In India. Then half kilo rabdi. Oh, it is not a calcium.
Feasting.
Yes, not all. To keep our life, we should take something so that sleepiness, idleness and anything should not come. And we should try to not to sleep in night also, not in day and night, and also in night, chanting, remembering, associating, like
Ambarish Maharaj.
He was a householder person. He was the emperor of the whole world. So much entangled in worldly things from outwardly we see. And we see in the other hand a Brahmin who was very realized yogi like Durvasa. If he tells anyone that you should die, he will at least die. If a dead person is there, he will tell, oh, come on, come on. He can do anything. And also Brahman, Brahmarshi, Brahmavadi, or Advaitvadi he was at first. He was thinking that I have come in a Brahmin court and I am in the dynasty of Shankar. Shankar ka wo kya hai? Manifestation of Shankar, son of Atri and Anushya, very learned and very good quality of Bhagavata, Uttam Mahabhagavata. Also the teacher of Sita Devi, himself Lakshmi, and he was son. Think that I am greatest man in this world. I can do anything in a moment. But he did not use to observe Ekadashi. So when Ambarish Maharaj was there in Mathura observing Mahadwadashi like this today, taking nothing, no water, no sleep, nothing, observed himself in chanting, remembering, serving deities, praying, doing all these things, whole day, whole night. Next day, he has worshipped Krishna and he was ready to take some prasadam as a param. Next day, same moment, that Rishi, Durvasa Rishi came. He was like God. But not observing Ekasi. He was realized Brahmavadi. He can do anything. Ambarish Maharaj prayed him that you should take today Mahadvapsi Paran here and then I will take anything. He told, yes, I am going to take bath in Jamuna very nearby and coming just now. But he delayed so much that the time of Paran was going on. Only 1, 2, 3 minutes was there. Ambarish was thinking what to do. In one hand, a Brahmin Rishi, not ordinary, he is Siddha Mahajogi, and he has come to my door. I should first
respect him
by giving Mahaprasadam, then I should take. If I am not doing, then I am disobeying Indian
culture.
I should must obey. But by this, it may be that I may get to hell. But in other hand, I have to object my Ekadasi. It is not a worldly thing. It is paramarthic. Paramarthic means?
Transcendental.
If I am losing, dishonoring Mahadvadashi, not taking in proper time something, Mahaprasadam, not serving, then I will lose my
Ekadasi.
What?
Devotion, bhakti.
Bhakti, devotion. I will lose. So, what to do? Honor to this Brahmin or honor to bhakti? He decided at last. I should honor bhakti. I cannot lose bhakti. I cannot do anything against bhakti. Whether I am losing anything, worldly thing. I am going to hell, no harm. But I should not disrespect Ekadasi. So I must take something within time and observe Ekadasi fully. So he took some water. What water?
Charanamritam
of Krishna. He has worshipped with Tulsi. There was some water, Charanamrit of Krishna. He took only one drop of our water. If anyone has observed Ekadasi without any fruit, without juice, without water, next day he can take Paranam by that Charanamrit. But anyone has taken fruit, juice and all milk or anything, or water even, he will have to take some grain, prasadam. Otherwise his Ekadasi is not full. So he thought that I have not taken anything, fasting, not taking water also, 24 hours. So I can take Charanamritam and Ekadasi will be full. And in the meantime, the Brahmin will come and so I will respect. So both will be observed. So he took, when a drop of Charanamritam, at once, suddenly that Rishi Durvasa came and told, I am none, you. I know you. You are a only show bottle for devotee. Show car. I am a Brahmin. I am a Siddha Brahman. You know my father and mother. You know my all powers. Even you have dishonored me. I will just now I will burn you into ashes. He took one, not hair, but jata. Jata, you know? He took and put it on the earth and told, oh, at once be fire, burning fire. At once it is set, the shape of burning fire, and she ran to make ashes to Ambarish Maharaj. At once, Chakshu Darshan appeared there. You should always make a very good note that Krishna has ordered his Sudarshan Chakra, his weapon, that always save and protect Vaishnavas, Bhakta, those who have taken shelter to me. At once Sudarshan came and he burned to ashes to that fire.
Demon.
That demon, who was in the shape of burning fire. And he ran at and followed Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi kept his legs on his head and cried from there. Oh, Shammi, Shammi, Shammi. Durvasa, when this fire was coming to Ambarish Maharaj, he never feared. He was like this. Oh, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No fear at all. He was so much out of fear. What? Nirbhaya.
Fearless.
If I will go, die, no harm. If I am saved, no harm. It depends on my Krishna. So he left everything on Krishna. And at once Chakshu Darshan came and saved him. And he ran after Durvasa Rishi. But Durvasa Rishi, being a Brahman, so realized yogi and so much powerful, but yet he was fearing from death, and he ran. He did not stop. He went at once to his father like a sheep. She saw that he is coming running. Oh, don't come here. Go from here. I know why you are running. Don't come. You have disobeyed Vaishnavas. I know the influence of Vaishnavas. I am also fearing from them. If I will get shelter you, I will be also cut by Sudarshan Chakra. He will not never give up. So he went to Brahma. Brahma told, oh, don't come to me. Then anyhow he went to Vishnu. And further, oh Vishnu, save me from your weapon. I have come to your
shelter.
He told me, I cannot do anything. I have no freedom. I have given my all freedom to my bhakt. Though I have given their hearts to me, I have also given heart to them. If there is a thorn coming into the finger of feet, it will not come out, take out from the head. What is the meaning? If anything, thorn is going in the feet, lower part of the feet, we cannot take it from head.
Yeah.
We'll have to take it from feet. Understand this?
Yes.
So my feet are Vaishnavas. My heart are Vaishnavas. My everything is Vaishnavas. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Yes. It is my pratigya.
Promise.
I have promised like so. So I cannot do. If you want to be saved, at once go to that Ambarish Maharaj. Don't think that he is family man, and he is a king, and he is nothing, and he is Kshatriya. Go at once. He is my heart. You don't think that he is a very sadharan person.
Ordinary
person. Worldly persons think like this. Oh, I am so learned. I am so rich. I am so powerful. And this bogus Vaishnava, only chanting Hare Krishna, doing nothing. But you should not behave like this. Be Vaishnava, actually. Sincere.
and Krishna will certainly save you, protect you, give Krishna prayer. At once he returned to Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was apologizing very, very
politely.
Trinadapi Sunish. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm not devotee. I have disobeyed you. I've taken something. So be merciful to you. And he was coming and falling on the flat of lotus, flat on the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Oh, Ambarish Maharaj ran after him and took in his hands. He had not taken anything, a drop of water, since 1 year. Then he told that be merciful and take Mahaprasadam here. He told that save me from that Sudarshan is following me and I am burning. Then he told that, oh Prabhu, save. If I have done any service to Krishna, then save this Brahmin. At once Sudarshan became very so cool and he returned and disappeared. Then he told that, oh, now I think that who are bhakts? Very powerful, more than Krishna himself. Krishna has given his all power to Vaishnava. But they hide all these things. They cheat others that I am nothing, like Trinadapi Sunish. But now I am realizing how powerful Vaishnava are. And how they are generous, and how they are polite, and how they think themselves very dehi, humble. Then he prayed that you should take Mahaprasadam. Then he gladly took Mahaprasadam, and after that, with family, his whole Ambarish Maharaj took Prasadam. So be like that. Also humble, but so strong in faith and devotional activity to Krishna and for this Ekadashi. We can give our heads, life and soul to observe Ekadashi. Ekadashi will protect and seize the mother of Prema Bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Madhavati thi bhakati janani. See, Madhavati thi, it is called Madhavati thi. The mother of bhakti, prema bhakti. So we should try as pure as we can. Don't take so many times. Even water, so many juice, so many things, full stomach. Very little. Once, or if you cannot, why you cannot, if we so old persons, very lean and thin person, we can without water we can live, why you can?
Young,
strong, you can do. So try to follow. Kya? Okay. Very good. But not taking anything and head is paining, sleepiness coming, idleness coming, but no use. Try to remember Krishna, try to associate Vaishnava, reading books, praying Krishna. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesh Gopika Kansa. Radha Kanda, always day and night. So we must observe Ekadashi like this. Very power it gives. So much power that Brahma Gyan, Brahma Jog Samadhi cannot give. First thing. One kirtan. Watch. I am explaining from Chaitanya Charitamrita. so important. I recited one slok of Krishna Karanamritam by Pilvamangal Thakur. Chintamani Jayati. Som Girir me Shiksha Gurushtu Shikipancha Mauli Yatpad Pad Kalpa Pallava Pallava Sukharesu Lila Swayambar Rasa Labhate Jayasya. He has taken Mangalacharan doing of his book. Very important. First, he is doing pranam to that lady, Chintamani, who has given some way to come towards Krishna. And then to his guru, or the meaning of Chintamani, jate guru e Chintamani. No here explanation of Chintamani that. But Guru is himself Chintamani. He gives Krishna. Or third meaning is that Krishna is himself Chintamani. And he is like Somgiri. He is Shiksha Guru. Also. How beautiful his Shiksha Guru is. Have him pick a feather here. Three folds from here, here, feathers, three folds here, three folds here. Very sweet singing. To whom his lotus feet are like Kalpa Vriksha. Kalpa means?
Desire
tree.
Wishfully tree.
And in fits, in that desire tree, his this part fits are like lips, Pallava. And in these fingers are the like very shining, very beautiful. And the last end of the fingers, this nail. More. Beautiful than Chandra Kiran. Moon rays. Very beautiful. Very sweet, very fragrant. The rays are coming from the nails. And upon these rays, Srimati, that is Lila Swayambar Rasa Jayasri. Jayasri means Srimati Radhika. Gives her heart, everything, life and soul, and does aarti by this to the rays of nails. Like lakhs and lakhs pran, mana life, she is doing aarti. And feeling the same happiness, joy, like Swayambara. What is the meaning of Swayambara?
Marriage ceremony where you pick your husband. Marriage ceremony where you pick your husband.
Not like this. Like something. I'm telling a story like of Swayambara of Krishna. No. Once Draupadi met all the queens of Krishna, Satyabhama, Rukmani, Lakshmana and all, in Kurukshetra. And they were discussing each other. Draupadi told to the queens, how you got a Krishna, a husband like Krishna? You are so fortunate. One of them, Lakshmana, was telling his own history, how he came in contact of Krishna. She was a very darling daughter of his king father, very big. And he saw that this darling daughter is so beautiful, marvelous in whole world. So I will give this to Malli, anyone who is qualified, so beautiful, so having all qualities in whole world, he should be powerful, beautiful, having all the qualities. So he made a program. He gave a very big, high pillar in the earth. No? Understand? Very long pillar. Tall pillar. It was so high. On the top, he managed that a chakra was moving. Moving wheel there was. And after that, there was a fish, artificial. And fishes has two eyes. In eyes, they have some
pupils.
Black. The chakra was moving. No? He told king, promise that if anyone seeing lower down in a pot there is a water, in seeing water,
reflection.
And if seeing here by his
arrows
like this, if he'll shoot the black people of the fish, then he will marry to my daughter. All Indians are world's champions, shooters,
archers.
They came there. They were all invited. Karna was invited, Duryodhana was, Jarasandha, Shishupal, Krishna, Baladev, Arjun, all were invited. All they were prepared and thinking that I will do it, and so pitiful this girl I will marry. Arjun was also coming. Dronacharya also came. Bhisham Pitamaha also came. All came. Bhisham Pitamaha and Drona thinking that if I will
shoot it,
then this girl should be married to Duryodhana. Like this. Karna wanted to marry this girl. Arjun, even Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, all wanted to marry this. Oh, so beautiful. All were there. They were practicing or they are shooting. Bhim came. Duryodhana came. Shishupal came. They cannot see whether this fish was in the water. They cannot. So they gave up their dhanush,
bow.
Karna came. He shot the fish, but he could not aim. He also kept his bow. Then all were hopeless. Then Arjun came very boldly and he was seeing this shadow and he saw that on the chakra in the right eyes he has to shoot. He aimed but it touched only the lower part of the fish, tail. Well, kind of short. Then Krishna came. and took the bow. And in a second, and you could not see when he took his bow and when he suited it, and at once the fish suited in his right eye's pupils and she came down. Then I became so overjoyed, Lakshmana is telling. I became so overjoyed. My sakis gave me garland in my hand to give it in the neck of Krishna. To select bridegroom, Barko, to select a bridegroom among lakhs and lakh person, this is called Swayambara. In India it was. So lakhs and lakhs, all Rajkumar, son of kings, were there, so beautiful, so all this. But at first he wanted, he has heard something about Krishna, and she has given her heart to Krishna before. So he wanted to marry Krishna, but he was hopeless. Now he saw that Krishna has M, and she became overjoyed. He could not stand. She was trembling somewhat. And she began to see down. But her eyes were looking crookedly towards Krishna. And Krishna, he always wants that. He was always searching very beautiful girls. So he was also peeping like this. And she was so overjoyed. And she became so happy. He could not raise her hands. The Sakhi helped her to raise her hands and to weave garland. So he was becoming like senseless, overjoyed. So this is the happiness of that time. So Srimati Radhika becomes as joyful to serve like the nails raise and become so happy. But Prabodhanand Saraswati or our group is not satisfied by that. Rup Goswami's group tells him, no, it is not. Krishna should do like this. And he should be happy. And he should pray for this. So he is telling, Bansi karani patitam skhalitam sikhandam Brashtan chapita basanam brajarachasunu. Jasya kataksha sargat vimochitasya tangratika parichirami kadarasena. He is telling opposite. Once Krishna is going to cause grace, and Srimati Radhika is peering him from the corner of any very beautiful groves. Krishna at once saw Srimati Radhika. When he saw towards the eyes of Srimati Radhika, crooked, this like bow, coming something from the eyes of Srimati Radhika, he at once became uncontrolled. Float came from his, dropped on the earth from his hands. He could not control. His peacock feather here, it also fell down the earth. He could not control. And he was becoming senseless, trembling. Madhumangal, at the same time, knocked him. And told, oh friend, why, what you are doing? Your father Nand Baba is here. Jasoda Maiya here. So many persons are here. And you doing like so? Be careful. He did like so. He came in senses. So I want to serve this Srimati Radhika by the smell of Radhika. Not a smell of it, buddy. Buddy smell comes in well of Srimati Radhika. And air takes it from wells and goes to Krishna. Krishna becomes uncontrolled. No? So Radhika is so much higher. His love and affection is so much higher. We want this. Though Billa Mangal Thakur is like Krishna's superiority, but we, Rupa Goswami, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Raghunath Das Goswami, we in the line want that Krishna should be defeated in all way by Srimati Radhika. And it becomes like so. So here, he is praying to Krishna that he is Siksha Guru. Krishna is Siksha Guru. What kind of Siksha Guru? Chaitya Guru. And sometimes he becomes himself Siksha Guru. If Siksha Guru is not formed, he himself becomes. For Arjuna, he became himself Guru. For Guru, bar Gopis, he became himself Guru. And he made Gurus to Gopis himself also. So Krishna is so merciful. If you pray, it will not go in vain. This is the first duty of devotee, that have faith in Krishna. Like Billu Mangal, like Rupa Goswami. Sometimes Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami are talking each other the glories of Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radhika saw that they have not taken anything. It is about 12. He came in the shape of any
young girl.
Kishori. And told, we have not made anything. You are fasting. My mother has given some milk and rice and some sugar. You should make an kheer and you should take. But they have no time to make it. Oh, you have no time. I am making. So anyhow, you see, managed. She brought some cow dungs, dry. And from his hands, from by fire came. And in a moment she did very beautiful, tasteful kheer. He told, oh, Rupa Goswami, give it to your brother and also you should take, you should offer it to your Ishtadev and then you can take. Now Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami walked, who was that girl? Rupa Goswami, have you told to pray to your Radhika? No, I have not prayed. But she came and did all these things. She test how beautiful this Krishna prasad. They tested something and became weeping. We have lost the moment. You have disappeared. We cannot do pranam. We cannot serve you. We have given you so much
trouble
that you have cooped yourself. Rope, don't do anything in future like this. So, how marvelous their devotion is. Try to follow. Hearing this, remembering these pastimes, we should try to yes. Don't try to know anything by books. Everything is in book. Everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything was in Ved. Everything was or is Vedanta. Everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And everything in the book of Swamiji. But lock and key, very powerful lock and key is there. You cannot know by yourself because you are not so qualified. You must take help. Go to Vaishnavas, Bhagavat. Ja Bhagavat pada, Vaishnavarasthana. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. One Bhagavat, this Grantha, but lock and key in, and another are Bhagavat Vaishnav, Bhakta Bhagavat, realized soul. So go to them and then read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat and his books also, Swamiji. Then you will see, oh, very beautiful. Ocean of Rush is in this book. We cannot do. So always try to be with higher rank of devotees, and there in their association we can know the meanings. You can read so many times. I think that so many devotees have read this, but they have felt, they have fallen down. Why? They could not take the essence and they can follow. I know that all the devotees, perhaps in ISKCON, they have read all these things. But very hard to realize all these things. So we must go to Vaishnava, realize Bhagavat. This Bhagavat will give the essence of Bhagavat. Two Bhagavats. This Grantha Bhagavat and then Bhakta Bhagavat. Go to Bhagavat. They are so generous, so merciful, more than Srimad Bhagavatam. If you go to them, then they will realize the mercy of Srimad Bhagavata and Krishna. Otherwise, we cannot have. So this Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam, try to listen very attentively and try to take it in your heart. Vadanti Tattva Vidah. Those who know the Tattva, like Narad, like Vyas, like Shankar, like Shanak Shanandan Sanatan, like Rupa Goswami, like all others. They have made a conclusion. They have taken the essence of the tattva. Advaya, Gyan is Paratattva. What is Advaya Gyan? Without him, in this whole world, nothing is separate. Nothing is Swadhin. Without that truth, fundamental truth, in this world, किसी की सत्ता स्वाधीन रूप में अलग से नहीं है. There is no
entity without him.
Without him.
Separate.
Free. Understand? We all subordinate from Baladev, and to end all avatars, all gods, all demigods, this universe, and end anything, no separate existence.
The blade of grass is
separate. Huh?
The blade of grass is separate.
Yes. All depends on Krishna. So only one fundamental truth is Krishna. All are his subordinates. We are also, Maya is also, grasses, ants, and everything dependent on Krishna. So in this whole world, in whole universe, on all universe, in Golok, Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha, no, there is nothing, anyone, whose entity is separate, independent. Only Krishna. All which we see, this is the manifestation of his three shakti, three power. Chit shakti, jiva shakti, and maya shakti. Shankar is not Shankar, or any demigods is not independent. Baldev Prabhu is also not dependent and independent. Anyone. Srimati Radhika, power of Krishna. Lakshmi, all the manifestation of Radhika. We all in this world, material, Maya, and soul with Jiva Shakti. So everything in Krishna, universe in unity in diverse, everything. Everywhere Krishna. So Tattvavid see that this fundamental truth, absolute truth, is Krishna. He had not name, but only Bhagavan. Those who see this absolute truth by gyan, by knowledge, they see it Brahma. What is that Brahma? Only the some beauty of the nail of the Krishna. No shape, nothing there. This is called Brahma. And a very part of Sat and Chit of Krishna is called Paramatma here in all. He is also not independent. He is a very small fraction, last fraction of Krishna, but not independent. So everything, there is nothing else in this world, anywhere, whose independence is there. No? So Krishna is called Advaya Jnana Paratattva, everything in Krishna. But who is that Bhagavan? Ete chansa kala punsa krishnastu Bhagavan swayam. Krishna is that, but supreme personality of Godhead. Supreme personality of absolute truth. So Tattvavid knows like this. In Srimad Bhagavata, everywhere it has been told. In other epics it has been told. Krishna Paramah Krishna Vikra Anadi Radhi Govindaha. And his manifestation is Baldev Prabhu in Braja. He is not other than Krishna. He is himself Krishna, but in other shape. He is golden color and Krishna is in black color. Very beautiful, Shyam. No? But both are same. From Baldev Prabhu, Mul Sankarsan, Mahasankarsan, Mahavishnu, Karnabdi Sai, Garbhut Sai, Khirubdi Sai, Shesh, all has come out. And this world, all has come out. So Krishna is the supreme personality of absolute truth. He is Krishna. That Krishna is coming down here as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his supreme power, Srimati Radhika, coming in the shape of Gadadhar. That Krishna, after his pastime of Dwapar, he was thinking that even creepers, trees, all were charmed to me. All. I have given so much pure devotion to all. Without Krishna, anyone cannot do this. Yugdharma can come from Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya. This is the function of Mahavishnu. But Krishna praying cannot be given by anyone except Krishna. Baldev Prabhu never gives. He keeps it for Krishna. So, it has been told here that very Krishna who can give love, devotion to all, he took the beauty and shape of color of Srimati Radhika and became Gaurachandra. Why? Just 1 minute. Why he took? Because he is so kind. He is unparalleled, merciful, causeless merciful. And he is the ocean of a rush. He wanted to test three desires his own. And to bestow some of this Krishna prema to jivas, which has never given in a very long period in Brahma one day. And that has been told in Anarpita Charin Chirat Karunayava Tirana Kalo Samarapaitam Unnatvajjalar Sangsva Bhakti Siyam Harihapurat Sundara Dut Kadamba Sandipita Sadaridaya Kanda. Come in third chapter. I will try to explain it tomorrow. Very deep meaning. All the mercies are in this sloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Causeless mercy. Try to take the essence of this sloka and be very beautiful, qualified devotee. Otherwise, only chanting will not do. Chanting will help you. And it will make your chanting so much advanced. So we should chant. But with these modes, then we can progress, otherwise not. Perhaps you have marked that. Mayabadi also chant Hare Krishna, and they go to hell. Karmi is also doing chanting and involved in worldly things. They get money, name and fame, everything by that. So, if you are doing Harinam chanting in the guidance of so beautiful, qualified Guru and Vaishnava, then your chanting will be so high class. Otherwise, he will give anything, this name will give the anything, and he will cheat you and he will go away. So you should try to take the essence of this thing. Don't miss your classes. Try to attend classes certainly. That's great. Anything to